We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at wyxr.org. Respect to the other man.
I'm Andy Tate, and you are listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis, powered by the Crosstown Radio Partnership between the Daily Memphian, Crosstown Concourse, and the University of Memphis.
This is the Daily Memphian Midday News Brief. MATA grew the city's bus system during the pandemic with one-time federal funding, and when the CARES Act funding ended, the city's bus system couldn't sustain itself financially. Bill Dree says that's what MATA interim CFO Hamish Davidson told Memphis City Council members on Tuesday during the latest in a series of council committee sessions focused on the bus system's financial reckoning.
Davidson is also acting as MATA's external auditor. He told the council the bus system has been operating from an unrestricted net deficit position for at least the last decade. By his numbers, that position topped $91 million in 2019, just ahead of the pandemic. In the fiscal year that ended this past June 30th, MATA had an estimated $60 million negative net worth. For the Daily Memphian, I'm Bill Dries.
SpaceX commercial spaceflight Polaris Dawn lifted off from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida on Tuesday. It is taking the life-saving mission of St. Jude Children's Research Hospital to new heights. The spaceflight is the first of three under the Polaris program, named for the triple star system known as the North Star. St. Jude is the program's official philanthropic partner, and fundraising for the pediatric hospital will be integrated into various aspects of the five-day mission. For Ashling Maggie, I'm Natalie Van Gundy. More on these stories and others are available at dailymemphian.com.
So she was all Saturday night until the 90s, and then... She got
bring
into,
it home, yeah. baby. Sometimes you got to bring it home, and it's
yeah.
okay. It's
working
okay.
on her ticket to heaven.
Well, aren't we all? Hallelujah.
Blues in the basement.
In the basement.
In the basement.
And welcome to Blues in the Basement. I'm your girl, Cookie B, with
Tanya D.
Woo! Come on, Tanya. We got one for him. Oh.
Oh, we do
oh,
today.
This is so special. This one is special. Especially if you're a Christian.
Exactly. Exactly.
So y'all hold on. We're going to give y'all some good stuff with Blues in the Basement this time around. Saturday night to Sunday morning.
Indeed.
Okay.
Look what they say. My God.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I were you, I would say yes.
Speak, Lord.
Speak to me.
Speak to me.
Speak, Lord. Oh, speak, Lord.
Speak to me.
Won't you speak to me?
Speak, Lord.
I was so blind.
Speak to me.
I was so lost.
Speak, Lord.
Until you spoke to me.
Trying to tell you something.
Baby,
you know, by Quincy
stumping.
Jones, sang by the great Tata Vega.
Oh, girl, are you taking credits for Margaret Avery?
Well, I think we all know that Suge Avery wasn't really singing. You know, Tata was the voice of Suge Avery in that movie.
But she looked good.
She looked great. I mean, she did a great job lip syncing. She convinced us. We were convinced.
Oh, but that was beautiful. It was a beautiful rendition. But Memphis is that type of town,
of
right?
Of course. You know, again, just like Harpo's, you know, we're a Saturday night, Sunday morning type of city.
Well, that would be Tunica, too. They would go to Cliff's Cafe on Saturday night, and on Sunday morning, it was up in Fredonia singing the Lord's work.
I think any small town with a juke joint. It's the same people in the juke joint with the same people in the church.
The dirt floor. I love it.
Yes.
This show is going to show you just how it happens.
Yes.
And it's still happening. Courtney may have mentioned some of it. Courtney Little.
Yeah.
Started in the church.
Yeah, started with a group, a family quartet, as a matter of fact. And, you know, ended up in, you know, secular music. And you saw that throughout the whole artist, you know, in blues, R&B.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was all considered the devil's music. So everything was the opposite of church.
And we remember the devil's music.
Yes.
Robert Johnson.
Indeed.
The
rumor that he sold his soul to the devil.
He wanted to be a blues singer.
Right.
Okay, they say he was from Clarksville, but we don't really know, I don't think.
Well, that area. Yeah,
somewhere
that
in
area.
That area, yeah.
Somewhere close to where he walked to 61 and was able, you know, to get to the crossroads.
What you know about Highway 61? You better
know,
quit, girl.
I know my blues history
quit.
Now.
Well, let's say this. So we're going to go from maybe God is trying to tell you something. We're going to stay with Quincy.
Come on now.
And now we're going to Saturday night.
Come on.
Miss
this
Silly
blues. Sister,
right
you've been on my mind.
Y'all, this couple can sing for real. All right, Tanya D, do it again. Say it one more time.
Sister,
oh,
you've been on my mind. Mm-hmm. So we're back from Miss Silly's Blues.
I thought she was going to say sister.
Look, I was giving you the cue. I saw you prepping up.
No, no,
I was like,
I was
singing today.
No, baby. You won't get that from me. I'm a background singer. But Miss Silly's Blues.
Yes, yes, indeed. Another wonderful cut by Quincy Jones. Again, yes. Sang by Ty Vega. She's the voice.
All right. Quincy, thank you, darling.
Thank you so much.
My goodness.
Thank you so much. And then, like I said, that's just an anthem, like a beautiful anthem. You know, honestly, I think that could be sang in church.
I think so too.
Yeah, it's an affirmation
so
in a sense.
Yeah, especially for the sister.
Yes, come on.
Baby, you did that. I was like, can you sing the rest?
Yes.
Oh my God. So y'all know. Just wait for it. Joy's gonna put that together. Tanya's gonna sing.
Indeed.
On blues in the basement. We're going to do that.
Like, we're going to get it together. What? Interesting fact about that song. You know Lionel Richie was one of the writers on that song as well? Interesting thing.
I love Lionel Richie of the Commodores. Alabama, baby. Tuskegee Man, yes. Oh, my goodness. I love that song, though. I mean, I love the entire soundtrack. Really,
yes, too. Indeed. It was amazing.
Color Purple, yes.
So, you know, we've been talking about Saturday night, mm-hmm. Sunday morning. Mm-hmm. So
Hallelujah.
We just left Saturday night. You ready
Hallelujah.
To take it to Sunday morning?
Let's take it to Sunday morning, baby. We're going to come back with the Canton Spirituals.
What did they say?
Fix it, Jesus.
Fix
and
it, Jesus.
Jesus, we really mean it. Please fix it. We'll be back. Losing the base.
Time. Oh.
All right, Fix It, Jesus.
Yes.
Canton Spiritual.
Canton Spirituals. Great song.
Great
message. You know, this turned into what a theme now.
Yes.
Like, we love to throw out that phrase,
yes,
Fix It, Jesus.
Yes, we do. We say it all the time.
Makes me think of Jennifer Lewis. Like, Fix It, Black Jesus.
Fix It, Black Jesus. Okay, what?
Specifically.
Okay.
You got to be specific.
And she's like, hey, you got to tell them what you want and which one you want.
Indeed.
I love it. Oh, I love it. So now, Tanya, I mean, I know the Canton Spirituals. So you also sing with your family, a group? Was it a?
Yeah. They said it was, I had a sector of the family that did quartets and different things like that. Like, I just sang in the choir, but I have cousins that know how to play the guitar and bass and drums because they went the quartet route. So yeah, it's a thing.
You owe us on,
and it made it that, again, that Saturday night, Sunday morning, because it was that, you know, that transfer into that, you know.
Well, let's go into a break and we'll come back with some more Blues in the Basement.
Yes,
Saturday,
yes.
Sunday.
Blues in the Basement.
Keeping it real, right, and funky.
People who do the general civil rights movement will say it starts with Brown versus Du Bois, which is in the mid-50s, and you don't get the Civil Rights Act or the Voting Rights Act until 10 years later.
Funky Politics on the Katsukian Network.
Katsukian!
Music Export Memphis presents the Tambourine Bash Thursday, October 10th at the historic Overton Park Shell. This annual celebration of collaboration is a one-of-a-kind night of Memphis music, featuring more than 30 musicians in collaborative sets, including headliner Southern Avenue with surprise guest collaborator. It all culminates in a finale super jam produced by Royal Studios' Boo Mitchell. Proceeds power Music Export Memphis's grant programs for Memphis musicians. Ticket information and event details can be found at musicexportmemphis.org.
Mempho Music Festival returns to the Radiance Amphitheater at Memphis Botanic Garden October 4th through 6th. This year's fest features the excitement of Jack White, Trey Anastasio and Classic Tab, Cody Jinx, Goose, and many more. Ticket packages, lineup information, FAQs, and more at memphofest.com.
And we're back. Blues in the Basement.
Yes, yes.
Tanya D. Girl, we're going to have a concert.
Yeah,
we're
having fun with this today.
I love this because think about it. We love the blues.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get us wrong.
Yeah.
But then we love the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
You know, and we love doing both at the same time.
Yes,
so then Saturday night, Sunday morning.
Baby, that's how you get your, what Joy said, we get off. Yeah.
That cadence. What is it? Stomping on the one and three, clapping on the two and four.
See, you guys are musicians and stuff. I don't know all of that, but I know how to clap and stomp.
Yes.
So what are we going to do now since we're going from Saturday night to Sunday morning?
We're going back to, stick with a little bit more Sundday morning.
Okay, let's do that.
With Helen Baylor.
Yeah. Helen Baylor.
Yes.
All right.
If it had not been for the Lord on my side.
Tell me.
Come on now.
What would I do? What?
That preaches right there.
Let's hear it.
There's a song I want to do right now that reminds me of my grandmother, and you've heard me tell my story how she prayed me through. When I got saved, when I got delivered from drugs and alcohol, my grandmother, she told me, she said, there's a song I want you to learn. And when you come back to my church, I want you to sing it.
If it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me.
Oh,
Of course, that was Helen Baylor, you know, with his, what is it, If It Had Not Been for the Lord.
My
side.
Come on,
chord progression. You know, that's a typical gospel where you see it in gospel, you see it in blues, you see it in R&B. Like what you said.
Yeah,
it's great. And of course, that makes perfect sense for Helen because, you know, she opened for Aretha Franklin, for Stevie Wonder, for B.B. King.
She was big time.
Yeah, she didn't start releasing gospel albums till the 90s.
Oh, wow.
You know, before then. So she was all Saturday night until the 90s. And then... She got
to bring
into,
it home, baby. Sometimes she got to bring it home, and it's okay. It's
working on her ticket to heaven.
Well, aren't we all? Hallelujah. I love that. I just love that. Gospel blues.
Yes, indeed.
Gospel blues.
Saturday night, Sunday morning. About.
Well, what are we going to do next with the Saturday night, Sunday morning?
Like we're doing a little bit more gospel blues, it looks like. Blind Willie Johnson.
And I hope everybody is enjoying that.
Yes.
I love it.
This is a great list. This is a wonderfully curated list, actually.
But it's how it all started, right?
Indeed.
Gospel.
Indeed.
Blue. Progressed to what? Jazz. I love that.
Yeah. Everything else past that. So next is Dark Was the Night, Cold Was the Ground. Ain't that a title for you?
Oh my goodness. Now who is this again?
Blind Willie Johnson.
Oh, what if he's my cousin? Dark was the night, cold was the ground.
Yes. So, you know, this is interesting because that song does not have any words. It's all moans and groans and that Dr. Watts call and response
That's
type
what
thing.
It, yeah.
But, you know, it derived from the hymn Gethsemane. And, you know, Gethsemane Garden was the garden where Jesus went to pray the day before or the night before the crucifixion.
All right.
So this particular song was meant with the moans and the groans, was meant
because
to kind of show what Jesus felt like during that time of praying. It was just lamenting, being sad, being in pain, you know, and just really that feeling of confusion and all of that. And so no words, just moans and groans.
Sad to me. I'm like, okay, that's a little
And you know what they say in church, when you moan, and you, when you groan, the devil don't know what you're talking about.
Well, they always, you know what, and I believe it, because half the time I don't know, but anyway, yeah, you know, the devil would know.
So. That's why I had to correct myself. I was like, when you moan, I was like, I don't think that when you moan, it's groan.
Well, blind Willie Johnson, was he really blind though?
Possibly. I think you had to be blind to get that.
Because I was thinking about that other guy, his name is blind something.
So what we have next?
Okay, we got one. Uh-oh. She was a cook and a washerwoman.
Okay.
Vera Hall, baby.
Yes.
Vera Hall gonna bring it, and we gonna listen to sing Trouble.
So hard.
You know that one?
I
want you to sing everything you
look,
know.
Look, I wish I
if
did.
If you know it, I want you to throw
I look,
it out
I know
there
about Trouble
time.
Being hard, but I don't know about this
folks
song.
Enjoy this. All right, Vera Hall, let's listen to Trouble So Hard.
Ooh, Lordy, my trouble so hard. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Went down the hill the other day. Soul got happy and stayed all day. Ooh, Lordy, trouble so hard. Ooh, Lordy, trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Ooh, Lordy, trouble so hard. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble so hard. Went in the room, didn't stay long. Looked on the bed and brother was dead. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble so hard. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Ooh, Lordy, trouble so hard. Ooh, Lordy, trouble so hard.
Trouble so hard, okay.
Yeah. Miss Vera knew what she was talking about.
You could feel it, couldn't you?
You could.
It moved you.
You could. And, you know, that was the most significant part of that song was the fact that was no music. No it was music. Just words, you know?
It almost sounded like something slaves would have done while cleaning for the big house or, you know, just...
Something to make the work go by faster and make it lighter.
Yes.
You know, just singing through it, which is something that we've always managed to do. Yes. So it matters.
On everything.
1937 from the perspective of a black woman.
And recorded in the Library of Congress.
Yes.
We appreciate that. And we appreciate Vera Hall. But she did that.
Yes.
Okay.
She
Troubled did. So hard. So I guess we'll go to break and we'll come back with more blues.
Yes.
In the
basement.
All right, Tanya D.
Blues in the basement.
In the basement.
In the basement. Riffin' on jazz.
But she was a sheriff's deputy.
Where?
In Detroit.
In Detroit! Oh my God, you can't be no punk for that.
And ended up playing a flute.
Riffin' on jazz. On the Kazookian Network.
Kazookian!
Support for WYXR comes from GPAC, presenting the War and Treaty on Saturday, September 21st at 8 p.m. Tickets and more information at gpacweb.com. Memphis Listening Lab's 4th Annual Record Swap and Zine Fest is back on October 26th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. In partnership with Crosstown Arts and WYXR, held on the first and second floors of Crosstown Concourse, featuring records, CDs, cassettes, art, zines, live DJs, and more. More information and vendor inquiries accepted at info@memphislisteninglab.org.
Okay, and we're back with Saturday night.
Yes, Sunday morning.
This is, I mean, gospel, blues,
all
they're
ties
still
in.
Intertwined, right?
Yeah.
I'm just loving this. Joy was very, this was very creative.
I'm loving this.
Joy Doss, we're going to give you credit for this one, girl. We love it.
Yes.
So we're going to go into a real Delta bluesman now.
Yes. Ooh. Mr. Sunhouse.
Sunhouse. I had an Uncle Son. You had an Uncle Son.
I did too. Great Uncle Son.
You had a great. Well, he was my uncle. That makes me okay. Anyway, but yeah. So let's go into Delta Bluesman preaching blues.
Indeed.
Oh my God.
Yes, I'm getting me religion. I'm gonna join the Baptist church. Yes, I'm gonna get me religion. I say I'm gonna join the Baptist church. You know I wanna be a Baptist preacher, so I won't have to work. You know one deacon jumped up and he began to grin. Yeah, one deacon jumped up and he began to grin. You know, he said, one thing, Elder, I believe I'll go back to Bellhausen again. You know, one sister jumped up and she began to shout. Yeah, one sister jumped up and she began to shout. Corn liquor's going out. Another deal. He says, sister, why don't you hush? Choose my seat and sat down. I said, but when the spirit come, I want y'all to jump straight up and down. You know, I'm up in the pulpit. I say I'm jumping straight up and down. Sisters over in the corner, they're hollering Alabama Bomb.
Okay, son, how?
Yes,
preaching blues.
Preaching blues, yeah.
And he was a preacher.
Yeah,
singing indeed a preacher. Blues.
You know, kind of set the trend for the artist that we're going to talk about a little bit later to, you know, make his appearance in that.
Yes.
So, again, living that dual life.
That pulpit, they must not been paying him a lot at that church. That's the only thing I can think of.
I don't even think it was about pay, though. Again, I think it was a calling. And that's the thing that, you know, during that time
lured.
When they considered it the devil's music, you know, your talent came from God. So however
both.
You used it, you know, yeah. was that it. I think that was what the artists were trying to prove that entire time.
Oh, wow.
Which was what he sang about in this song and just talked about him just being torn
between, you know. Yeah, I get it. I really get it.
Between God's music and the devil's music.
Well, preaching the blues got inducted into the
it did.
Hall of Fame. Blues Hall of Fame, excuse me.
It did. Because I'm sure it's a story that everyone could relate to in a sense.
Wow. Well, yeah, we just talked about that. We know a lot of folks that you have to make a decision. You're going to either sing, like your folks say, you're going to sing in the church.
Right.
Or you're going to sing that devil music.
Right.
Saturday
One
night,
or the other.
Sunday morning. I'm loving
again,
this.
And that dichotomy.
Oh,
so next. We got another artist that we, you know, again, Saturday night, Sunday morning, mm-hmm. moved in both. Definitely was gospel. But this lady, Sister Rosetta Tharpe, of course, is known as the godmother of rock and roll.
Because
she was running around singing church music, but she was playing that electric guitar.
I was going to say, she played a guitar. I knew you were going to say that. I just knew that.
And played it wonderfully.
Played it well,
you know,
huh?
Yeah, some of those riffs, you ended up hearing them with Chuck Berry and so many others that came after her.
Oh, well, she was really good then.
Yeah.
Thinking about Chuck Berry. So what is she going to be doing for us?
Let me see. What song is Sister Rosetta Tharpe doing?
Sky.
Indeed, My Journey to the Sky.
Let's do it.
Come on now.
There's only one thing that I long for. Jesus and His glory as I go from land to land. Yes, there's only one thing that I long for when I reach that heavenly journey by myself. Oh,
So that was My Journey to the Sky by Sister Rosetta Tharpe and also Marie Knight. Amazing song.
Who sang with Mahalia?
Exactly. Jackson. Mahalia Jackson, one of the biggest artists during the time.
That says so much right there.
It did.
But, oh, the harmony.
The harmony, the message. You know, just the message, that sweet, peaceful rest.
That's noted in that. Rest. You know, so,
you know, it's the blues always talked about the trouble that you had right here during the day.
On this,
you know,
the
gospel also talked about the trouble that you had, but tried to kind of add a silver line
but
into
don't
it.
Don't worry, it's better on the other. Yeah, I get it.
Right.
Oh my God, I love that.
But still, definitely, you know, connected.
But I really love that she would play these songs in concert halls with a big band, singing the gospel and intertwining the blues.
Yeah. I mean, which added, again, adding to that moniker of her being the godmother of rock and roll, because she was able to bring gospel to the forefront. Matter of fact, pop gospel, she was the one that really did that, because she was getting these large crowds and, like you said, huge concert halls and all that stuff.
But you know what? We've had a good time doing this show.
We have.
You know what? We're going to bring it home right now.
To Memphis.
Let's bring it home. What we doing, Tanya?
So we're going to talk about the Right Reverend Al Green. You know, we kind of hinted a little bit of it when we talked about Son House and being a preacher and being a blues man. But, you know, we know the most famous secular preacher that we know.
And he's going to do what? Take me us to the river. And we'll see you next time.
Here on Blues in the Basement.
Blues in the Basement. Directed, produced, and distributed by Kudzukian.
I'd like to dedicate this song to little Junior Park. A cousin of mine is going on, but we'd like to kind of carry on in his name by saying,
I don't know why I love you like I do. After all the changes that you put me through, used all my money and my cigarettes.
How y'all doing, Memphis? This is T.O. Crivens. You're listening to WYXR, Memphis 91.7 FM.
Lift me, won't you lift me? I love the old routine. Make it nice, play it clean. Jasmine!
A faithless man.